Come on. With your permission. Gemara Yerushalmi says that our custom before Rosh Hashanah, people take haircuts, they shave, they take a shower, and they wear white clothing, nice clothing. On the contrary, says the Gemara, to goyim, when they have a court case, they come to the court not shaved, not taking a shower, wearing black clothing. So the Gemara, they should know Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin, the day of judgment. Hashem judges people. The person has to understand that whatever is going to be in the year time is being decided on Rosh Hashanah. It's not Rosh Hashanah, so it's a court case. The court, you're going in front of the court, you can't say before I come to court, I take a shave, and I take a shower, and I wear nice clothing. You never know what the judge might say. Says the Gemara, but we, Jewish people, says the Gemara, we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He is going to make us a miracle. The Gemara explains that really, of course, it's a court case. In the court case, the Gemara says upstairs, it's like the court case, excuse me, downstairs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the file of a person on Rosh Hashanah. So there's a column of positive and negative. So if it's a positive, there's nothing to worry. If it's a negative, there's nothing to do. So a person does not really know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide. So the Rambam writes in his commentary, a person cannot think like this. You know, most of the year I was very good. I put tefillin, I put tzitzit, I kept Shabbat, I did all the mitzvot. Maybe I did something minor, something that really doesn't have any value. So the Rambam is not to think like this. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu never revealed to us the weight of the mitzvot and the weight of the sins. So a person can be holy, 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 he did everything right, and one time he said something not right, a little lashon hara, or he embarrassed somebody, or something very small, that he thinks it's nothing, and from the holy around, he tries to remember if he did something wrong, and everything is perfect. He says, Rambam, well, let me tell you something. You don't know how Hashem weighs the mitzvot and the weighs the avarot. You think it's one thing, little something, and all the others are very, very important that you sail through the air with almost no bumps. He says, oh, Mom, you have a big mistake. You don't know. You never know when you come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. He says, oh, Mom, you don't know. You can't say, okay, I was not bad this year. Not bad. Almost never spoke Lashon Hara. I loved everybody, never fight with nobody. I did this. One time, a small thing, that small thing, says the Rambam, can overcome all the mitzvot together. Not the other mitzvot are going to be vanished and canceled, but as far as the court is concerned, so your balance sheet is negative. Says the Gemara, so you don't know really, when you're in front of Hashem Rosh Hashanah, so you can't be sure what's going to be the decision. Can't be sure. And if you're serious about life, it's like you're standing in front of the judge. So what does it mean? You took a shave for Rosh Hashanah? What does it mean? Did you come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah, you all dressed up nicely? And what do you think it is? He says, "You. What do you think, your balance sheet? Balance sheet, no, I don't really know. Might be negative. But even if it's negative, Hashem is going to make me a miracle. Says the Gemara, that the person of Rosh Hashanah comes in front of Hashem and says, this is a court case now. Why are you so happy? He says, I'm serious about the court case, but I trust Hashem, it should make me a miracle. How can you say such a thing? How can you say, if Chas Shalom, the balance sheet is in a negative column, how can you say such a thing? I trust Hashem. What do you mean you trust Him? What do you mean you trust Him? What does it mean trust? And He's going to make you a miracle. So it means the Gemara says, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch and the Tur, that's Gemara. that the person has to know Rosh Hashanah, you need a miracle. Again, you don't know what the balance sheet is. You'll never be able to figure it out by yourself. Sometimes it came good. I know somebody went to a stapler, his father needed to have an operation. So the stapler asked him, he told me the story. I think it's Rav Baruch Rosenblum. He told me that his father had a hernia operation. So the stapler asked him, which hospital? He said, in Petach Tikva, Asharon. The stapler said, don't you dare take your father over there. He said, what happened? He says, the doctors over there are murderers. They killed Rav Ariel. That on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem wrote him to a good ear. So even though, it's a scary thing, it's based on, it's really it's a Zohar, and it's a Rahim in Parashat Vayeshev, that even though a person can so-called sail through Rosh Hashanah, and through Yom Kippur, and through Hoshana Rabbah, and Hashem writes him for a good ear, a Jew has the power to kill him. That's how bad it is. If somebody has shalom died, I say, who killed you? Somebody ran him over with a car. Somebody did something to him, he died. He said, what happened? A Jew has a power. A goy doesn't. A Jew has a power. The Zohar says it. So the disciple knew what's going on in Shamayim. The disciple said, that Rosh Hashanah, this guy, Rav Ariel, was zakah b'din Shamayim. He got so-called a clean bill of health. Nevertheless, he said, the doctors of Medin, Asharon, they don't know what they're doing, they killed him. Abraham Kanievsky's son-in-law told me that on Rosh Hashanah, the people walk off the tefillah and to get bracha from Shana Tova, to some people it doesn't answer Shana Tova. And those people, by the next Rosh Hashanah, they're not here. So some people, they know what's going on in Shammai, they know. Atam Sofer knew. Atam Sofer, after Rosh Hashanah, the students ask him, "Nu, what is the situation in Shammayim?" They said, "I passed Rosh Hashanah." Then after Yom Kippur, they ask him, "What's Yom Kippur?" He says, "I passed." After Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, that's how powerful and dangerous Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is. After Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, they ask him, he says, "No, I'm dead." 3 days later, I think he died. Some people know. But if you don't know, that's what Gemara Yerushalmi says. So what do you expect to do in Rosh Hashanah? I said, I expect to have a miracle. I can have a miracle. Why should he have a miracle? So it means the whole court system is in vain. Because it means you go to court, and you can imagine you go to the judge, and there's a prosecutor, and he says, listen, you did this, you did this, and you go to the judge, and he says, I trust you, I'm going to make me a miracle. What do you mean? So there's no court. So what the court system is? The Gemara says, that's what we should have on Rosh Hashanah. The person comes to Rosh Hashanah to Hashem, and says, you pray to Hashem. You don't have to pray to Hashem. What do you pray to Rosh Hashanah? You have to look in your file. You were a good boy last year, you weren't a good boy. So he's not a good boy, so forget about it. It's going to make me a miracle. So what do you mean? So the whole court system is no court. There's no judgment, there's no court, there's no trial. So why are you standing over here? He says, no, I'm sure. What do you mean you're sure? Look at the way I dress. Because if I would have any doubts, I wouldn't dress like this. It's a court case. You came clean shaven, you came and you took a shower, so it means you think that you're going to sail through the judgment, through the court. Huh? I'm positive, I trust Hashem. That's the language. I trust Hashem is going to make me a miracle. Very, very strange situation about Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, also the Gemara says, that's the way we celebrate Rosh Hashanah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to us, so the Gemara says, that since I'm judging you, Hashem said, listen, I want to give you a hint how to survive and so-called get away from Rosh Hashanah. Emru lefanei malchuyot, say 10 sentences about me being a king. So, what does that mean? I say every day. I say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kedu Melech HaOlam. I say, every day we say, Melech HaOlam. So, in the Gemara says, every bracha must have the words, the king of the world, Melech HaOlam. Baruch Atah Hashem, Kedu Melech HaOlam. The Gemara says, no, Rosh Hashanah, you have to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a king. I do it every day. No, Rosh Hashanah. What Rosh Hashanah is all about? So Hashem said, say that I'm the king. Say sentences from the Tanakh that I'm the king. And it says sentences from the Tanakh about me remember you. And then blow the shofar. And when you blow the shofar, it's all over. It's finished. But it's finished. What is with the balance sheet? No, forget about it. Really forget about it. So the whole thing is a false trial. Can you imagine? if to translate it to your life, somebody comes in front of the court, Supreme Court, and the prosecutor, and the judge said, so, the prosecutor said you did this. He says, Your Honor, one second, takes out a shofar from his pocket, and he's going to blow it. So what? Is he going to cancel what you did? What does that mean? The Gemara said, that's the solution. Hashem told us how to so-called to be exempt and to dismiss the case. How can you dismiss the case? So the whole year round is the same story. So the person has to worry about your Rosh Hashanah. Quite nothing. He's going to say Musaf, 10 sentences about Hashem is the king, 10 sentences about Hashem remembers us, and 10 sentences about Shofar, the blow the Shofar. Case dismissed. So how come some people don't make it? If you know, the Gemara said, if you know, whatever happened, stock market went down today. Yesterday, that was decided on Rosh Hashanah. It didn't happen with China decided on Rosh Hashanah. It didn't happen 2 days ago. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem decides everything. So some things can change during the year. But the Gemara said a tragedy, something happened to somebody. Something bad or something good. Everything is on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, that's the key. So what's the key? So they should blow the shofar. Come to the Gemara and say, listen, don't underestimate it. If you don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara, the year will not be as good as if you would have had blown the shofar. That's the language of the Gemara. So what about the shofar? What is the shofar business that is going to make the year beautiful year? And if Chas Shalom, I missed it. The Gemara said, even if the guy missed it because he was sick or something, or he went someplace, there was no shofar. I said, what can I do? You cannot do? Okay, so. You cannot do, I understand. But still, you're not going to have the same powerful and good year if you did not listen to a shofar. So what is a shofar? Come to Gemara, wait, it's another thing to come to Gemara. I said, why do we blow so much, says the Gemara? Gemara says, to confuse the prosecutor, the Satan. Says the Gemara, Yerushalmi, the Satan, when he hears the shofar, he starts, shakes. He says, I think Mashiach might come. Then we continue blowing. He said, for sure I hear Mashiach coming. And then he quits his job as a prosecutor, and case is being dismissed automatically. That's what the Gemara says. So you have the power of the shofar. Hashem said, you do the shofar, I dismiss the case, and you blow the shofar more, forget about dismissing the case. The prosecutor has no words in his mouth. I said, what is it all about? Is it so true? Must be, the Gemara says it. So what it is? Rabbi tell us, you should know that the shofar is a very, very powerful thing. Very powerful thing. But of course, you have to know the kavanot. You have to know that the guy that blew the shofar, he knows what he's doing. Besides the halachot in Shulchan Aruch, but he needs to know the secrets of the shofar, what kavanah to have. Ari has a list. Shlad, there's a whole book about it. It's not, you know, the guy blows it, it's kira shvarim trua. It's not so simple. You have to have in mind what you do exactly. Ari says what the kavanah should have. Then, in the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, they made the tefillah. They say, ותתן לנו השם אלוקינו באהבה את יום הזיכרון הזה. השם, you gave us the day, it's called the day of remembrance. יום תרועה, מקרא קודש. It's time that we blow the shofar. זכר ליציאת מצרים. Remember coming out of Egypt. Remember coming out of Egypt. What coming out of Egypt has to do with Rosh Hashanah? No, Pesach is coming out of Egypt. No, Sukkot is coming out of Egypt. What Rosh Hashanah? It's in the text. In the Kiddush, we say the same thing. And tell you, Hashem, Elokim, be'avat yom hazikaron hazeh, Yom Torah Mitzvah Kodesh, Zech Litzat Mitzrayim. He says in the text, you look in the Torah, and it says, what Rosh Hashanah is to do with Egypt? It's not to do with Egypt. Pesach and Sukkot have to do with Egypt. All the other Moedim don't have nothing with Egypt. Still we see in the text, Zech Litzat Mitzrayim. Somebody's going to ask you, what is Rosh Hashanah? It's the blood of Shofar. I said, why? Remember Egypt. Right? Because I blow the shofar, I remember Egypt. What Egypt has to do with the shofar? Chachamim tell us the following. This is based on the sentence in Sefer Yeshayahu. Nabi Yeshayahu was one stage behind Moshe Rabbeinu, Chachamim say. So Yeshayahu, in his book, in chapter 26, he writes the following. This is the Ashkenazim say it every day. Shacharit, at the end of Chuvah Letzion. And the sentence in Yeshayahu, it says, B'tchu v'Hashem ad yad. Trust Hashem forever. It's called Adei Ad. Trust Hashem forever. Ki, because, B'tchu v'Adonai ad yad, ki v'yah Adonai tzur olamim. When you read the text, it means like this. Trust Hashem forever. Okay, why? Why should I trust Hashem? Because, ki, bet, yud and hey, tzur olamim. What does it mean? Says the Gemara, I want to explain to you something. Reshit bara Elokim et Hashemayim et Haaretz. Hashem created first the sky and then earth. Says the Gemara is a list of certain things that Kadosh Baruch Hu created before He created this world. Says the Gemara, for example, you see, it says Bereshit bara Elokim et Hashamayim. First Hashem created the sky, and then Haaretz, then earth. Whatever it means, Hashem created the sky. But there's somebody will ask us, if that's about creation, first the sky, and then earth. Says the Gemara, well, let me tell you something. There are a few things Hashem created, so-called, of course, the spiritual creation. Before earth, it means before Hashem decided to create earth, Hashem already had it in mind that He wants to create other things before the decision to create earth. One of them says the Gemara is Gehenom. One of them says the Gemara says Gan Eden. Gan Eden Olam Haba. It means like this. As the Mishnah in Masechet Sanhedrin says, Kol Israel, Yesh Lahem Chelek Olam Haba. So we like to think, Chachamim say, like this. You know? We do mitzvot, we behave good, we can end up in Olam Haba. You earn Olam Haba. The people think like this. Gemara says the opposite. Kol Israel, everybody from Am Israel, yesh lahem chelek, he has a part in Olam Haba. It means before a person is born, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already designated a place for him in Olam Haba. He has a seat already. Like you want to buy, you go on a plane. Before you go on a plane, you got a seat. If you come to the airport, you say, the seat? I say, you didn't see a ticket? Okay, you got already a signed seat. Said the Gemara, you should know it's the same thing in Olam Haba. The only over here is to earn so-called points to go to our seats. But it's not if you do put tefillin, if you put tzitzit, if you keep Shabbat, you can end up in Olam Haba as a reward. No. Doesn't say this. Before creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already created Olam Haba and assigned everybody a seat over there. And you're here only to show or to earn that you're going to occupy your seat or not. And here comes the Gemara with the list, some people had the signed seat and they never got it. And so Gemara says, Zachar, a person is a tzchut, the merit, he goes in his seat. Lo Zachar, if Chas Shalom he did not have a positive balance, then his friend gets his seat. They come to Gan, you come Olam Haba, forget about Gan Eden. Olam Haba, the Gemara says, it's after him. Mashiach will come, after the dead ones will rise, and it's going to be a big day of judgment, and it's going to be Olam Haba. What is Olam Haba? The Gemara says, you don't know what it is. You don't know, it's going to be here on earth, something, a spiritual life. Says the Rambam, all the tzaddikim, they wait for this. He's not going to have any food, no pleasure, just sit down and enjoy so-called the spirituality life and learn Torah. That's all I'm about. As you got a seat already before you're born, so that's already, that's designated for you. Now the question is, if you can make it, if you're going to get there, that's the question. So, according to behavior, you're gonna earn it, or you're going to have the right to go sit on your seat. But it's not because I do right, I'm going to get Olam Haba. You got Olam Haba already. You have already your assigned seat. The question is, what do you do? And we said, that's exactly what it is. So what does it mean? Chachamim explained. The Gaon de Vilna, Chachamim said, listen, the Gemara said, on Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu has books. And he opened the books to see. Says the Gemara, Chachamim said, what do you mean, open books? What books? Says the books of Olam Haba. Who will get to Olam Haba, even though the Kadosh Baruch Hu assigned already a seat for him, maybe he never going to make it. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem decides what? It means like this. This is the court case on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem judges us. So what is Hashem is doing exactly? What Hashem is doing is looking at the file. And you see, okay, that person, this year, thank God. I say it was good. What does it mean? It means he has the merit to go to his seat eventually in Olam Haba. So the whole life, we just get points that we should have the merit to sit on our seat. The opposite of people think. People think, you know, if I'm good, I'm going to get all my... You got all my variety. The question is if you'll be able to get there. So Rosh Hashanah says, Tosfot Rosh Hashanah says. And Rosh Hashanah, a person has to know what is coming in front of Hashem. He says, why are you coming? Hashem is going to judge me. He's going to judge me what? I says, if I was good, if I'm not. And if I'm good, so what? I'm good, then Hashem will say, okay, now because you're good, you showed me that you're interested to have your seat in Olam Haba. And if you're not good, it means you don't want to be Olam Haba. That's it. I would say in Hakat HaMazon, Rahman Yizakin Rechenu, Ta Mashiach, Yal Migash Chaya Olam Haba. I would say in the Baal Tzion, Chaya Olam Haba. This is the main thing a person has to know. He wants to be on his seat in Olam Haba. I says, you have already a place over there. You want to go over there, you don't want to go over there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah looks at our file and says, no. So you won't go to Olam Haba? He says, so he didn't earn no points. He didn't earn no points. What do you mean you won't go to Olam Haba? He's not going to go to Olam Haba because he didn't behave this year. So the whole, the Tosfot said, and the government explained, it's the whole thing of Rosh Hashanah, a person has to know what is it coming in front of Hashem for. It's not coming for a court or a trial. What did you do? No. You come in front of Hashem. Hashem wants to see if you took seriously your Olam Haba's part. That's all. And according to your behavior, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu will make a decision. I said, listen, you didn't pray, you didn't keep the mitzvot. It means you don't want Olam Haba. That's what it means. So the whole thing is going around Olam Haba. Not that people think, you know, Koshana is Hashem wants to see how I was. No. Hashem wants to see how serious you were and are about Olam Haba. That's all key. Unless it's the sword says it. Chachamim explain, so let me explain to you something. Can you imagine, let's say like an example. Let's say somebody built a city. You know, somebody said he's going to build a city in England. So he went to the Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher, and he said, I want to build a big city. But I need a train. Can you make a subway? Make a city. I went to Rav Shach asked him, why you need the whole thing? It's a headache. She started to build, and the government did not approve the, what you call the tube in England, the subway. They went bankrupt. So the whole city is standing, the buildings are there, and there's no transportation. Nobody's going to move. Hamim say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already built Gan Eden before he created this world. But he wants people to be there. So, if somebody doesn't behave, so what Hashem is going to do to him? He's going to punish him. So,
Who is going to be in Olam Haba? Who is going to be over there? Nobody's going to be over there.
Says the Gemara, that's what Yeshayahu Nabi said. Bitchu v'Hashem ad'ad. Trust Hashem.
Why?
Ki be yudin hei tzur olamim. Hashem created this world and Olam Haba. Says the Gemara, this world Hashem created with the letter hey. Olam Haba Hashem created with the letter yud. This is one of Hashem's names, is a Yud and a Hey. Hashem has seven names which you're not allowed to erase. One of the names is a Yud and a Hey. Because we say, Ozi v'zimrat ya, v'yili lishua. He says, the one of Hashem's name is Yud and Hey. He says, well, you know what Yud and Hey is? The Yud means Olam Haba and the Hey means Olam Hazeh. But first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Olam Haba. He says, you should know one thing. Hashem wants Olam Haba to be full with people. He wants to fill up the seats. Says Nabi Yeshayahu, "Bitchu b'Hashem ad'ad." Trust Hashem. Why did you trust him? Because Hashem created Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, and he wants to fill it up. So you just have to tell Hashem that you want to go to your seat. If you say to Hashem, "I want to go to your seat, to my seat," Hashem already looks at you different. So the whole thing on Rosh Hashanah, Chachamim says, you have to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to go, like we said in America, find your seat. I want to find my seat. I said, where is my in Olam Haba? I said, Olam Haba is not now. It doesn't matter. But I'm telling you, I know what is the situation of this world. The situation of this world is Olam Haba. We're here only to earn points and to have the merit to be on our seats. That's all. So you come in front of Hashem Rosh Hashanah, that's what you say to Hashem. Hashem, I'm sorry, listen. I'm sorry what I did last year. Forget about it. I realize what is my obligation to you. My obligation to you is what you want for me. What you want for me. You don't want me to do mitzvot. It's not true. The Gemara says Hashem doesn't care less about the mitzvot. Hashem cares about Olam Haba. And you have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how you behave and what's important for you. So what you do the whole year, does it comply with the earning to get Olam Haba, or you just want to waste your life? That's the whole thing. As the Gemara says, the Gemara says, you waste your life. It's the worst thing. So why is the worst? Because when Mashiach will come, it's going to be the dead ones will rise, and then you have to meet him, and then get him Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, there's no pleasure. You sit down and learn Torah. It says, when you don't learn Torah, so it means you're not interested in Olam Haba. If you run after your desires, it means you don't want Olam Haba. In this world, you just have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're interested in Olam Haba. So of course you're allowed to have, but this should not be the main thing in your life. I want to have a good time here. It's not the purpose. The purpose is to go and sit on the seat that was assigned to you already before creation. And that's what Nabi Yeshayahu said, "Bitchu v'Hashem ad'ad." Trust Hashem forever. Why? Because Hashem already created Olam Haba. And He wants to fill up Olam Haba with people. He doesn't want this to be deserted, empty. So it just to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Bitchu v'Hashem ad'ad." He said, trust Hashem forever. Why? Because Hashem created Olam Haba. That's the job of Rosh Hashanah, says Chachamim. That's what Gemara Yerushalmi says. Listen, you come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, go shave, go take a haircut, go take a shower, put nice clothing, and it's a court case. So Gemara Yerushalmi said, trust Hashem is going to make you a miracle. What do you mean trust Hashem? What is your balance sheet? It's irrelevant now. He says, I tell you what you got to do. You blow the shofar. I tell you what you got to do. Say, 10 sentences about Hashem is a king. You say, what Hashem is a king? No, no, no. You read the text. The text said, gradually, V'ya Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz, V'yom ahu yi Hashem echad Hashem echad. He said, Olam Haba, everybody realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the sentence. Hashem said, listen, just say a statement and mean what you say. What you say, I want to have Olam Haba. That's it, finish. That's the Mishnah Perkei Avot said. The Mishnah Masechet Sanhedrin said. Everybody has a sign, seat in Olam Haba. That's what you have to know in your life. That's the first the Mishnah. That's what we say before we say Perkei Avot. It says that's the whole goal in life. Yes. So tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created the Olam Haba. I want to find my seat over there. I said, but I have to prove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm in business. So last year I did certain things, you know, but again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I'm here to tell you that I'm expecting you to be the king of the world. It means Olam Haba. I expect you to listen to my sentence about the shofar. What is shofar? It's all about what shofar? Rama says, shofar wakes the person from the dreams and he thinks thoroughly about future tense, about Olam Haba. That's it. Finish. Says, you have it? You got it. Says the Gemara, now you understand? I said, listen, when you blow and blow and blow, says the Gemara, the prosecutor hears it, he thinks, Olam Haba is here. I said, what do you mean Olam Haba is here? I said, last year people did not think. Now you're serious about life. So what is life is all about? Life is all about Olam Haba. So life Olam Haba means? Olam Haba means Hashem is coming. Hashem is coming. Says the Gemara, the prosecutor has no power in Olam Haba. That's what the Gemara says. So the whole trick of Rosh Hashanah, says, how can the Gonim and the Roshonim? I said, you cannot be upset in Rosh Hashanah. You have to be very happy. He said, why I'm happy? Because I'm making HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy by telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I want to have Olam Haba. And that's the whole purpose of creation. The Rosh Hashanim said, the Gonim, thousands ago said, you have to have good meal in Rosh Hashanah. You have to dress nicely. You have to shave, says Shulchan Aruch. You have to come in front of Hashem. The Rosh Hashanah said, when you blow the shofar, the Rosh Hashanah said, you have to be very happy. And how can I be happy? It's a day of judgment. You don't understand. I trust Hashem is going to make me a miracle, says the Gemara. So, but you have to be up to it. It's not, I think Hashem is going to make me a miracle. It's not going to make you a miracle. It's going to make you a miracle because you take seriously Olam Haba. That's what the Sfot says. That's what the Rebbe says. So the whole job of Rosh Hashanah is this. That's what Gemara says, Chachamim say. Chachamim say that the prosecutor gets confused all of a sudden. What happened? I said, the Gemara says, the Navi says, and Rabbi says, Am Yisrael came to Bet HaMikdash and they were crying. And Nechemiah said, don't cry today, it's Rosh Hashanah. Go have a good meal. Go drink something sweet. Hashem is happy with you. Why is he happy with me? That thing that you come to Bet HaKnesset, that thing you come to Bet HaMikdash, you show how serious you are. And you're so serious you are. People said, oh, okay. You're serious about religion. You're serious about Rosh Hashanah. That's a good step. It's a good step that you be serious about your life, about Olam Haba. And that's the whole thing of Rosh Hashanah, Chachamim say. And that's what Chachamim say. The Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim, it says Rosh Hashanah, is to remember you came out of Egypt. He says, what is it to Egypt? He says, Egypt? I'll tell you what, Egypt. We say, Enu Shema Yisrael Ebedei, Ani Hashem Elokechem, I am your God. Asher Rotziti Etchem Eretz Mitzrayim, I took you out of Egypt. He says, why? Why? You see in the text, Liot Lachem Lelokim. To be your God. What does that mean? Hashem wants me to believe that He is God? No. Liot Lachem Elokim. You know what Elokim? Rashid Bara Elokim Et Hashemayim Et Haaretz. Olam Haba is based on Elokim. On the court. Elokim is court. The Torah uses the word Elokim also as a court system. B'Gishua Adonav El Elohim. Elohim lo tekalel, not allowed to curse a judge. I says, we say every day, Shema Israel, it's Hashem. You took me out of Egypt, this is what? Why? Not because Hashem wanted to save us, because Hashem wants to be our God. When? Our God is Olam Haba. That's the Gemara says, Shema Israel, you have to have this kavanah. Says, Shema Israel, Hashem Elokeinu. Everybody listen. Hashem is our God. Hashem Echad. In Olam Haba, everybody will realize that Hashem is one. Today, only we believe in God 100%. You say, why? Because we believe in Olam Haba. But the goyim don't believe in Olam Haba. That's the Gemara says. The goy, when he comes to court, he wears black clothing. He doesn't shave. Doesn't take a haircut. Doesn't take a shower. And he says, who knows what the judge is going to say? He says, because he doesn't believe in Olam Haba. But if you believe in Olam Haba, Hashem is going to make a miracle. So you have to do teshuva, says the Rambam. You have to regret what you did. But you come in front of Hashem, he says, for sure Hashem is going to make me a miracle. For sure. He says, what do you mean? What's your balance sheet? It's irrelevant, your balance sheet. As long as you take seriously life. Life means Olam Haba. That I want to occupy my seat that was designated to me before creation. That's all. I says, that's what Hashem took us out of Egypt. That's what we say. I am God, took you out of Egypt. To be your God. When Hashem is going to be my God? He says, do you think now? No. Hashem is going to be Elohim. It means when it's going to be Olam Haba. I says, oh, that's what it is. That's what the text reads. That's what we say in Tefillah. We start Shemon Esre. In the Kiddush of Rosh Hashanah, we say, you know what's all about Rosh Hashanah? Remember Egypt. Remember Egypt what? Remember Egypt, Hashem took us out of Egypt to be our God. But not to be Hashem, to be Elohim. Elohim means the judge. So when is the judge? When Hashem is the judge? It's called Yom HaDin HaGadol, it's called Olam Haba. And says, that's what Hashem expects from us. I says, Rosh Hashanah is not so bad. As long as we accept seriously about us that we're interested in Olam Haba. So whatever we do during the year, Hashem is looking for us. I says, what do you do? I says, that thing will get you to Olam Haba. That thing will pull you out of Olam Haba. So Rosh Hashanah, Hashem gives us a chance. So the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, Hashem considers a person as a new person. It means he's not going to look at our file. I says, who are you? He says, change his name. Says the Gemara, change his name. Sheneimar, the Gemara says. Bechol haKorbanot neimar veikravtem, boshana neimar veasitem. You read it, the text in Parashat Pinchas. Torah talks about the sacrifices in all the Moadim. It says you should sacrifice. Comes about Rosh Hashanah, v'chodesh ha'shvi b'chad l'chodesh. And the Torah talks in Parashat Pinchas about the sacrifices in Rosh Hashanah. It says veasitem ola. Do. The Gemara says, how come doesn't say sacrifice? It's a Gemara Yerushalmi. Gemara says, you know what it means? It means, as long in Rosh Hashanah you do the right thing, Hashem will not judge you. He says, why? Because, like you are a new person, that's the power of the Shofar. That's the power of a decision about Olam Haba. That now, Hashem not just dismissed the case, Hashem said, that person is not the same person, it's the new person. I said, why is a new person? Because Hashem made you a miracle. Because you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you trust Him, that He made Olam Haba, and you want to get your seat. That's all you have to watch on. And that's what Gemara says. If you do this, you win the case. You win the case. And those ones that don't win the case, because they don't have that decision 100% right in their head. They don't take it seriously. They don't say, I want to occupy my seat on Olam Haba. I'm living my life here. And we have here, it's a different court system. It's a different decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem makes a miracle only to the ones that seriously take decision about life, that take them to Olam Haba. And that's what the Gemara says, Hashem is going to make you a miracle. Go, don't come to Bet HaKnesset in front of the court crying. Some Chachamim say, you're not allowed to cry on Rosh Hashanah. The Gonim say, you're not allowed to do Tanit on Rosh Hashanah. This is a court case, I want to can't, you don't understand. Some Rishonim said you have to say on Rosh Hashanah Chag Sameach. Chag Sameach? What Sameach? The court system. No, Hashem is going to make me a miracle. Chag Sameach. It's a good holiday that Hashem is going to make me a miracle. But it all depends on that you trust Hashem. Ki b'yud and hate Tzar Olamim. Hashem created the world after He created the Olam Haba. That's our job. To get to Olam Haba, then the Satan says, Mashiach is here, Mashiach is here. Why Mashiach is here? Because Mashiach is only to take us to Olam Haba. So we heard the shofar, and we have this in mind, Mashiach come Rabbi Minami. Amen.